Hi, welcome to the next episode of What You Want to Talk About. This episode is going to be about the Titanic. I forget what year it is. Last time I learned, I was like, oof. That long ago? We need to think about the Titanic. The people who constructed the Titanic were complete idiots. They didn't even have enough lifeboats. And if it was the biggest boat in the world at that time, they must have known there was going to be flaws. That is just a side now. Ready for the intro? Hope you are. Welcome to What You Want to Talk About. With me, Finnegan Bailey. Thank you for listening, and please watch more episodes. Written by Finnegan Bailey. Recorded by Anchor. Made by Spotify. On anywhere you listen to podcasts. Please listen to more. It's only getting started. Okay, welcome. And today I'm going to do probably a 10-minute podcast. And thank you for listening. And, you know, it's the Titanic today. Because I've already done that before. Okay, first we're going to talk about the construction. These people who constructed the Titanic were, like, bad. Like I said before, if it was the biggest boat on Earth, there had to be flaws. There had to be a lot of them. Because it's kind of just a test. They did do a test run before the people went on it. But still. Like, seriously. You can't do that. So, it was constructed with that many lifeboats, which is idiotic, because if there's that many people going on it, you better be prepared. After that, it was illegal to put not enough lifeboats on a boat with that many people. Luckily, the Titanic disaster won't happen, and history most likely won't repeat itself. Like, I don't want history to repeat itself. That's annoying. Like, seriously. History always seems to repeat itself. And why? When it started, so everyone was like having dinner, blah, blah, blah. Having fun, being like, dinner's fun. I don't know. Maybe eating pizza or something. Was pizza in America yet? Yeah, it was. I'm thinking too long ago. Well, we're all having dinner. And the boat just stopped. No, it wasn't. They weren't having dinner. It was like 12 at night. So they were probably sleeping. And the boat came to a stop. A lot of people didn't notice because they were sleeping. Like, it wasn't... Some people, though, were awake and couldn't sleep because they couldn't wait for another day of this beautiful floating castle, as they called it. And so they were on this boat, and everyone was worried because they noticed. Well, there was a bunch of ice on deck. Everyone was like, it's no big deal. The water's not going to get in. Meanwhile, water was getting in. Weird, right? Well, not to me. Like, you can't trust these idiots. They don't know what they're doing. Why? So, and then someone called, iceberg! Everyone's like, just some snow. Nothing can hurt this floating castle. The water was... was getting, and people started to notice and getting scared. Well, meanwhile, the band was playing music, and you may only think that was in the movie, but that was real. They died. They didn't live. Sorry about that sound. It's probably just my cat, Wolf. If I get a wolf, I'm naming it Cat. Meanwhile, it goes on, and it was all like, everyone was really scared. And the rich people, the boat could only be half filled for them. How inconvenient is that for people who aren't wealthy? That's cruel. That's absurd. You can't do that, people. You can't do that. Well, apparently you can. And they did. So everyone was really scared. And the boat started tipping and people were falling off. And like, people like were dying. They were it was like falling down a cliff. Eventually it snapped in half. Everyone on the side that snapped in half, dead. Just dead. Like, nothing else. Just death. Death. Just like, death. More, I may be doing a little too much, but death. Bloodthirsty jaws of death. Well, after that, everyone was like, oof. Just oof. Oof. And everyone was really scared. So eventually they found another boat. They got on the boat. They had a traumatizing event. A lot of some people commit suicide. They should have just let themselves not go on the lifeboats. No committing suicide afterwards. That dumb, you idiots. Why would people do that? Should it be legal? Sorry, that's just my brother. Being my brother. Well, meanwhile, I was staying here and I was like, well, not me. I'm acting like I was in this story. No, I wasn't. All these people, like, they get back to New York. Everyone's like, survivors, and just cruel to the people who survived. They didn't, some people want to be. And sometimes they say there's always a, what is it called? A moral. And the moral is, everything might have a flaw, and if you're going on a boat, make there be enough lifeboats, no matter how unsinkable you think it is. Yeah. And we came a law after that. We had to have enough lifeboats, even though a couple people might die. Their goal is to keep them all alive. And I get what they mean. Why would you want to kill them? By the way, please listen to World's Weirdest Holidays. It says by Carl Bean. It's actually by me. I just wanted to make up a fake name because I like the name Carl Bean. Please listen to more episodes. I know it wasn't 10 minutes, but, you know, pretty close. I want my thing to be like, I have a little bit of time. I'll listen to it. And that's what it pretty much is. Please listen to more. And thank you. This has been an honor. Please use Anchor, made by Spotify. And please download more episodes if you don't have Wi-Fi. And a giant thank you to every single one of you listening. Thank you.